All right, hello everybody. My name is Tyler Groh, and I'm going to talk to you guys about analyzing denitrification in saturated riparian buffers. This study centers around three different saturated buffers in central Iowa. However, for the sake of brevity, we're going to stick with just one of them. That one is in the Bear Creek watershed, and you see here the top two pictures are pictures of this buffer. You have 6 meters of cool season grass growing from the crop edge all the way to the right up into the tree line. And then from the tree line to the stream is another 14 meters, and that's mostly dominated by silver maple. The entire buffer itself is 300 meters long. So for the results of our study, we take soil tours down to about a meter and do the acetylene inhibition method to analyze denitrification. So you can see here the results for the first 2 years of our study. We have the blacked out bars representing the grass tores, the gray stripe bars are the woods tores, and then the red outline bars are the cores that were taken when the tile stopped flowing, so the buffer was not saturated during that time. You can kind of see here that vegetation really does not make a difference. Sometimes our woods tores are higher, sometimes our grass tores are higher, so vegetation on this site does not seem to make a difference very much. But what you can see is when the tile stops flowing and we have an unsaturated buffer, the denitrification rates go down significantly. This can especially be seen in 2015 in early July and also again in October. You can see that in early July it was not saturated, but then 2 weeks later the tile started flowing again after a precipitation event, and we get an increase in denitrification quite significantly. This is not as well seen in 2016. You can see that right there. There's not a big difference between our unsaturated core and our saturated cores. This may be due to the fact that the tile stopped flowing just a couple days before we sampled, so there still could be some tile drainage water rich in nitrate in the buffer that's working its way through still. We also tried to relate it to a couple different soil factors. There is no relationship between denitrification and total carbon, so that's not shown up here. We also looked at soil moisture, and you can see that right about the 30% soil moisture mark is where we see a lot of the higher denitrification rates. Anything more than that, we don't see as high of rates. Soil nitrate, there's a very loose connection with denitrification. You would assume that the higher the nitrate levels, the more denitrification we can get within the core. However, there are still some dots down here on the zero line that are 3.5 part per million, but zero denitrification. So not necessarily a great relationship, but what you can see here is we have a great relationship between temperature and denitrification rate. The higher the temperature, the higher the rate, and you kind of see that steep incline. However, right around that 15 degrees Celsius mark is where we see very low rates, and that's very unexpected. So I'm going to highlight those right now. And you can see here that these highlighted points, now in white, span across the whole entire spectrum of soil moisture percentage, as well as from 0 to 3.5 part per million nitrate. So in my opinion, the nitrate and soil moisture does not give a good description of why we get low rates around the 15 degrees Celsius mark. So in conclusion, the denitrification rates seem very responsive to the saturation status, whether the buffer is saturated or not, but it's not necessarily correlated directly with soil moisture or nitrate concentration. There seems to be a temperature trend, as we would expect, with higher temperatures producing higher denitrification rates. But I would like to create more of a monthly denitrification map, seeing where the hotspots are and seeing if that's consistent from month to month. I would then want to analyze the soil from those cores further as far as texture, organic carbon fractionation, pH, and microbial analyses go. In addition to this study, I have been doing denitrification potential experiments, adding nitrate and carbon to see if we get a response from either one of those amendments. And with that, I'd like to thank you for your attention, and I'll give it to the next speaker.